Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At this point, the number of votes for TPA in the House is very uncertain, given that a very limited number of Democrats are expected to support the legislation. And on the Republican side, the Republican leadership are continuing to try to assemble enough votes from their own party to pass the bill. But at this time, it remains uncertain that the necessary votes are there to approve TPA in the House. So we'll see tremendous efforts underway by House Republican leadership and the White House to try to put together the number of votes necessary sometime in June to move that bill through the House, and then that will lead to a House-Senate conference committee to negotiate any differences and then try to get a final TPA bill to the president sometime this summer.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The World Trade Organization issued its final ruling on the U.S. mandatory country of origin labeling for beef, pork, and poultry products. This case was initiated by Mexico and Canada a number of years ago, and this was the final appeal by the U.S. side, which the U.S. did lose. So as a result of that, efforts are underway in Congress now to either repeal the labeling law or modify it to try to come into compliance with the WTO ruling. The first action was last week, where the House Agriculture Committee did pass a bill through the committee that would repeal the labeling law, and we expect that bill to be considered by the full House sometime in June. As far as the Senate action on this issue, it's uncertain now whether the Senate will attempt to move a complete repeal of the labeling law or simply a modification. So that will be determined sometime this summer, but we do expect Congress to take action before the end of the summer to try to bring the U.S. into compliance with this WTO case on country of origin labeling.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In addition to the TPA action in the House, we expect there to be a significant focus in both the Senate and the House on the appropriations bills for the upcoming fiscal year. And while the House has already considered a few of their individual spending bills, none have moved to the Senate floor yet. So we expect a significant effort to try to move as many of the appropriations bills as possible before the summer ends. But that process may get complicated, as the spending levels for many of the bills are below the levels that the White House supports. And so we expect to see a number of congressional Democrats oppose any of the appropriations bills, and therefore complicating efforts to try to pass those through the House and Senate.